KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's sunny and 54 degrees at the KJAN studios in Atlantic. Today we do look for a high of 82 degrees under mostly sunny skies and light winds out of the southeast at about 5 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News. The Cass County Sheriff's Office says deputies with the Dare County Sheriff's Office Tuesday arrested two men wanted for the 2011 theft of motorcycles from Cass County. 27-year-old Jason Kyle Bruns of Menlo and 31-year-old Daniel Joseph Bruns of Fontenelle were taken into custody on Cass County Sheriff's Office warrants. The warrants were issued in connection with the theft of two motorcycles from rural addresses in Cass County on November 30th of 2011. Jason Bruns was charged with burglary in the third degree, theft second degree, and altering a vehicle ID, which are all Class D felonies. Daniel Bruns was charged with burglary in the third degree and theft second degree, both Class D felonies. Both were taken to the Cass County Jail, where Jason Bruns was released on $15,000 bond, and Daniel Bruns was released on $10,000 bond the following day. Three people were injured during a collision between a van and a truck Friday afternoon in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says two Harrisburg, South Dakota residents were transported by Neola Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs following the crash on I-80 eastbound near the Minden exit. Officials say a Ford van driven by 46-year-old Kimberly Martins of Harrisburg, South Dakota, was in the right lane and merged to the left lane to pass emergency vehicles which were putting out a grass fire. When the vehicles in front of her began to slow down, a 2003 Ford truck driven by 36-year-old Dennis Moore Jr. of Carroll, ran into the back of the van. Both drivers were able to move their vehicles to the right shoulder after the impact. Moore was injured in the mishap but refused transport to the hospital. Officials say he was not wearing a seatbelt. Martins and her passenger, 17-year-old Babby Martins, were wearing seatbelts but required transportation to Mercy for treatment of their injuries. The accident happened at about 1:10 p.m. A campaign official has released additional information about President Obama's visit to Council Bluffs on Monday. The campaign reports the president will be in Bayless Park in downtown Council Bluffs with entry to the park allowed at about 9:15 a.m. The event is free and open to the public, but tickets are required for entrance. One ticket per person will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. Tickets for the event will be available at 11 o'clock this morning at the Organizing for America Council Bluffs office. Obama's stop in Council Bluffs is part of a three-day campaign trip to Iowa, making his longest visit to a single state yet as he works to reach deeper into battleground states. It will be Obama's fifth trip to Iowa this year and is similar to that of his 2008 Iowa caucus campaign. His Republican challenger in the November election, Mitt Romney, was in Iowa this week. Romney held a private fundraiser Tuesday night and a public event Wednesday morning at a Des Moines high school. It was Romney's fourth visit to Iowa since clinching the GOP nomination. Republican Congressman Steve King says he was just joking when he said he planned to draft a bill that would repeal everything President Obama signed into law.
To quote Herman Cain, get a sense of humor. I looked over there at Bill Shea, the Fort Dodge messenger, right before I said that, and I thought, no, Bill will surely get this.
King made the remark about repealing every Obama-era law on Tuesday in Humboldt, and King was asked about it Friday during an appearance before the Greater Des Moines Partnership.
I come into this business, and I see that every year that goes by, the more high test this gets, the more focused there are, the more millions of dollars that are poured into this, and by the way, the more dishonest and negative they get, there's just almost no room yet to make any kind of joke. It's like, well, we're going to take everything you say seriously, and then we're going to imagine some things we think you must imagine and attack you for that. This world is, we just have to loosen up. And I'm going to, you know, my attitude is if people don't like some of the humor that comes along with this, well, here's some more.
King faces Democratic challenger Kristi Vilsack in November. Vilsack's spokesperson says while no one expects King or any member of Congress to agree with everything signed into law, she says King's comments only encourage the partisanship and gridlock that stands in the way of legislation. About 60 people gathered for a Republican Party picnic in Humboldt on Tuesday night, and King says he just wanted to end with a joke.
You know, that's all it was, and I don't think anybody can seriously think that. I don't think there's a lot of good things that have been signed into law.
King has been a vocal critic of the health care reform bill that President Obama signed into law, but King told the crowd in Des Moines on Thursday that there are not enough Republicans in Congress willing to cut off funding to implement that law. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers on Friday released a report of recent activity in his department. Brothers says 37-year-old Tabitha Louise Hamilton of Clarinda was arrested Thursday evening on a warrant for fourth-degree theft by means of shoplifting. The warrant was issued as a result of an investigation into a shoplifting incident at Alco last week. Hamilton was taken to the Page County Jail on $650 bond, pending an initial appearance before the Page County Magistrate. On Wednesday, police in Clarinda responded to a reported disturbance at the Maplewood Trailer Court on South 10th Street. When officers arrived late that evening, a 16-year-old white male juvenile who had been staying at a residence was creating a disturbance with other occupants. Officers were able to restore order and the juvenile was picked up by a relative. The Clarinda Police Department also investigated three incidents of vandalism this past week. On Wednesday, Joshua Bedsworth reported that a passenger door on a vehicle that he owns had been kicked in by a person and that the door sustained a dent. Damage to the door was estimated at $100. On Thursday, Clarinda resident Alan Schneck reported that someone had stolen a U.S. flag and mounting pole from a building that he owns on North 15th Street sometime between July 24th and 25th. The flag's assembly was estimated at about $50. That incident remains under investigation. And that same day, Michael Worrell reported that someone had injected a substance believed to be superglue into the lock assembly of Worrell's apartment on North 16th Street. Damage to the lock was estimated at about $25. The extreme heat and drought this summer has affected all Iowa crops, including the giant pumpkins put on display at the Iowa State Fair. The winner of the big pumpkin contest weighed in at 933 pounds. By comparison, last year's winner weighed in at just over 1,300 pounds, which was an Iowa State Fair record. The top prize pumpkin, presented Friday by David Miller of Riverside, bested eight other entries.
This one's not the original one I wanted on the vine. Actually, I wanted two others, but they both aborted due to the heat. They rotted, so this one here is my third choice. So it got to grow, and all of a sudden it decided to grow, and it grew about 35 pounds a day when it decided to start chugging along.
The keys to growing a giant pumpkin, according to Miller, include spraying for bugs and fungus, plenty of pruning, and just keeping a close eye on that pumpkin.
As a matter of fact, this one here, I was really watching it, and 2 days before I went out and looked at it again, and here a rabbit that took a couple nicks out of the front of it, and I'm thinking, oh no, I'm going to lose it because a rabbit's going to try to eat it. So we put mothballs around it, and that kind of stopped all that.
And now taking a look at world and national headlines. Well, who is Mitt Romney's running mate? Well, apparently there's an app for that. The Republican presidential candidate has selected Wisconsin Representative Paul Ryan to be his vice presidential nominee. The candidate made his announcement to supporters this morning via phone app. The GOP ticket is set to appear together in Norfolk, Virginia, as they kick off four-day bus tours. In his weekly radio and internet address, President Obama says his drought response includes giving farmers and ranchers access to low-interest emergency loans and opening more federal land for grazing and distributing $30 million to get water to livestock. Republican Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi says Obama should work with Congress to avoid $110 billion in automatic spending cuts required by a deficit-cutting plan. And the U.S.-led military coalition says an Afghan working on an installation shared by Afghan and foreign forces in southern Afghanistan has shot and killed three NATO service members. The incident occurred yesterday, raising to six the number of U.S. and NATO troops killed in such attacks on that single day. Officials say the shooters are in custody. In our funeral announcements, 97-year-old Alma Lucille Christensen of Elkhorn died on Wednesday at Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Alma Christensen will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. 95-year-old Lester William Plain of Avoca died on Wednesday at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Lester Plain will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. 76-year-old William D. Grotolution of Audubon died on Wednesday at his home in Audubon. Funeral services for William Grotolution will be held this morning at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. 47-year-old Sherry Rush of Earl Griswold died on Wednesday at her home. Celebration of life services for Sherry Rush will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. 92-year-old Bernice Eileen McCrory of Marshalltown and formerly from Red Oak died on Thursday at the Grandview Heights Nursing Home in Marshalltown. Funeral services for Bernice McCrory will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Red Oak. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has the arrangements. 23-year-old Nicholas Byer of Atlantic died on Thursday south of Wyota. Funeral services for Nicholas Byer will be held on Monday at 2 p.m. in the chapel at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And 85-year-old John Saunders of Cedar Rapids and formerly from the Cumberland area died on Thursday at the West Ridge Care Center in Cedar Rapids. Services for John Saunders are currently pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's our news on KJAN. I'm Brett Johnson reporting.